There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up anything you'd like, 855-450-FREE. We do have other things to talk about tonight, including a Bitcoin entrepreneur who is going to prison. We will explain what's happening there. Also, Danica has a story about a dad who has now been ruled against in a case against his own, or brought against him by his own daughter, who wants to go to college and wants daddy to pay for it. We'll get the details on that. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
So, we started, for those of you just tuning in, the show by talking about Obama gets something right. He's actually doing something right here. He's removing restrictions on Cuba. Lessening them, not removing them entirely. You still won't be able. You will not be able to go to Expedia and buy tickets to Are they doing Bitcoin with Expedia? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you will not be able to buy tickets with your Bitcoin or any kind of cash to fly to Cuba. Not yet.
Correct. But you could always go to Canada.
Yeah.
And fly from Canada to Havana.
If the U.S. finds out that you do that, do you get a stern talking to?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you do. A very stern talking to, young man.
Oh, Nancy Grants, I love them.
And now you go to your room and think about what you've done.
And pay taxes while you're at it.
So I think that's good news. And, you know, I also thought that it was good news when the immigration reform came into play, even though I was more in mixed feelings about that, because I don't want to see more people being obedient to the state.
Right.
While at the same time, I also don't want to see people locked away in jail cells and taken
and
away from
the also, you don't want to see people risking their life in, you know, rafts that were, you know, yeah, like handmade to barely make a 90-mile journey.
Oh, you're talking about Cuba now in this case. Yeah, absolutely. And so we want to lessen some restrictions. Some of the travel restrictions are going to be lessened. Not all travel restrictions. So the average person still will not be able to travel legally from the U.S. to Cuba. But according to the story over at the New York Times, some of the things that are going to change include the ability to, I guess, some banking restrictions are going to be lifted. There will be remittances, which will be less restricted, and some travel restrictions as well. They're also, Cuban government has pledged to release prisoners, approximately 50-some political prisoners they've pledged to release, as well as expanding internet access to the Cuban people. So it's a step in the right direction, but some people are speaking out against it, and that's who I really wanted to talk to tonight. 855-450-FREE. Not a single person has bothered to call and take the position that keeping restrictions on Cuba is what should happen, that they should continue to be restricted, that the embargo prohibiting trade, prohibiting business, prohibiting people from crossing the Cuban border from the United States should continue. There are a few people who bothered to leave a comment on the Facebook page, but the problem with the Facebook comments is we can't ask you questions. We don't really know. You know, you can make your statement and we can share that, but we can't really have a conversation about it. Ian Ballard comments on Facebook saying, I oppose it on the grounds of wrecking their culture with Applebee's, McDonald's, Walmart, Monsanto, and tourists wrecking their beaches with condos and resorts.
Isn't that, that would just be one way to stimulate their economy and provide more jobs.
Yeah.
How would that be a bad thing?
The Cuban people, a lot of them don't work, and or they are not getting paid very, very well for anything that they do. It's a terrible place to live. It's very hard to find work in Cuba, at least the last I've heard. I don't know if any of the reforms from Raul Castro have made that any easier. If you have any personal experience, obviously we'd love to hear from you.
Now, Ian, the comment that you just shared is very similar to some of the comments that I have in this article about the people that are the biggest losers from the announcement that some of the sanctions against Cuba are going to be lifted.
I want to hear that story. Where is it from?
The story here is from freebeacon.com.
Because I agree with Danica on this. I think that it doesn't matter to me if it's Walmart or McDonald's. Obviously, to us, you know, us spoiled Americans, first world problems, oh, I wouldn't want to work at those places, you know, because we have moved on in our skill levels in our life to not have to work at a low-skill job like McDonald's. But the fact that those things exist is a good thing for some people who, you know, otherwise wouldn't have a job. If McDonald's opening up in Cuba, opening up some locations, means that more people can go to work, then what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, take, for example, that there are Walmarts in Mexico. That hasn't necessarily destroyed, you know, lots of people coming in and visiting, giving Mexico money.
Of course not.
Some things in the Walmarts in Mexico you can't buy in the U.S.
Like bongs. I was really excited.
Like that.
Which is awesome. I would love to go and visit a Walmart in Mexico and see what it was like. Anyway, go ahead, Daryl, with this story.
Yeah, so the article here, the first sort of half of the first paragraph just talks about Obama made the announcement that he was going to be lifting some of the sanctions and resuming full diplomatic relations with Cuba. Many praised Obama's decision. But others, including Cuban-American Senators Marco Rubio and Robert Menendez, Menendez being a Democrat from New Jersey, were outraged, as were many former prisoners of the Castro regime. They're not alone, however. A number of...
It's an outrage that Castro would release dozens of prisoners upon the request of the United States.
How dare they have freedom?
A number of self-important hipsters were dismayed that the Cuban embargo, which is often described as economically crippling, might soon be lifted. The sudden infusion of capitalism, they fretted, may rob the authoritarian nation of its rustic charm. And then they have some tweets from people.
So this is not necessarily satire.
This is not necessarily satire. Sarah McLean says, I've got to get to Cuba quick before McDonald's and Starbucks ruin it. Tom,
these are real. Are you telling me these are legitimate?
This is a legitimate tweet. At Tom Matzy says, I need to go to Cuba before Walmart and McDonald's ruin it.
Oh,
Fox News anchor. Let that sink in for a second. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith expressed concern that economic openness would ruin Cuba with Taco Bell and Lowe's home improvement stores.
Wow, what a terrible idea to give the Cuban people access to home improvement supplies. We would not want that to be the case.
Suppose the Cuban government were to suddenly release more of its political prisoners, Havana's Walmarts may suddenly become overcrowded. Que horrible!
Hold on, are we still on the Fox News guy?
This is the Free Beacon
That was
writing now. The announcement was of particular annoyance to those gritty gadabouts who have already visited Cuba before it was cool. Jonathan Ellie says, Cuba, visit now before McDonald's, KFC, Starbucks, and others move in. It's a very unique place.
Now, see, I want to pose a bit of a better argument for allowing places like McDonald's to come to Cuba, because McDonald's has this really neat thing where it allows its franchises to use aspects of that culture in their foods. For example, you know, here in America we have, you know, burgers, fries, that kind of thing. But say McDonald's in Japan allows you to have like different kinds of burgers, like the black burger.
I've seen the black burger.
Yeah,
crazy.
And McDonald's in Mexico allows them to infuse part of their own culture, like, you know, chips and salsa, things like into that restaurant.
I forget which country it is where the McDonald's serves spaghetti.
Wow. Probably Italy, I would assume.
Well, spaghetti's not actually Italian.
I realize that. I'm just saying there is a lot of spaghetti. I'm not saying that's where it's at.
Guess.
It's a pretty good guess, but I mean, there have been pizzas.
Apologist, though, Danica. I mean, you're just making excuses for corporate America, aren't you? You're on their payroll.
Pale corporatism.
Are you cashing a check from Ray Kroc?
No.
Okay.
Jeremy Scahill says, I'm very glad I was able to visit Cuba several times before U.S. tourists try to turn it into Cancun. And the article from Free Beacon concludes, it says, years from now.
Don't worry. Hold on. Even if there's some port area of Cuba where beautiful tourist kind of trap hotels spring up and all kinds of commerce starts happening and people start getting paychecks. Don't worry, there will still be a poor part of Cuba that will be just outside of it, like in, you know, Mexico, where you, if you really want to get a taste of real Cuba, you'll still be able to go. Yeah. There's more to the story.
There's a little bit more.
Hang on. We'll bring that up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say, Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl will be sharing with us more from people who oppose the loosening of restrictions on Cuba. We'd still love to hear from you by the phone if you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you are online, you should care about your privacy there. And if you do care about online privacy, go and get ProXPN. It's free to download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Linux users, setup is also, it's a little different, but it's also easy to get rolling with Linux. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's where you grab the software to get started for free. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and you can privately torrent as well as get past regionally blocked websites, you'll want to use our discount code, which is FTL50. ProXPN encrypts your internet connection, meaning that your internet service provider won't be able to snoop on you anymore. They're not going to be able to log the websites you visit or the search terms that you enter, which they're probably logging right now and maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years. ProXPN puts a stop to that. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50. That saves you 50% on the price of their annual account, which breaks your price down to just about $5 per month. It's an amazing deal, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits, so go to proxpn.com/FTL. The code you need is FTL50 as we go to Zoe Saturn calling from Mars. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
So I was calling about this Cuban embargo thing. So
yes,
I think if they do this, that it will eventually lead to the taking of our jobs.
How's that?
Because then they can just come here and take our jobs, you know, because we're Americans.
Well, just to be clear, the travel restrictions have not actually been lifted, but you're suggesting that if travel restrictions are lifted, then they would be lifted both ways.
Yeah,
by the way,
then they want to try to take the border, and you know, and then they can just come in and take our jobs, and then they'll drive on my
because
boat.
It's so easy to walk across that 90 miles of ocean.
So,
yeah,
well,
but
I mean,
then it could hurt my roads.
It could hurt your roads if they take your jobs. So why are you so afraid? I mean, why are you so afraid? What about, like, you know, other people who could take your job? What about, like, teenagers? They could take your job, right?
Just basically, you know, because they're not in the competition, I think. Because, you know, they come here, they can take our jobs and tear up my road. Because,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight.
I think he was trolling, but I could
be
wrong. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, he ran out of material, so it was good. It was a good call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He was joking, but what he was saying could have been said in all seriousness by someone coming from the far right.
Oh, yeah, I could just
right,
hear someone just calling with that argument and not really having any sort of logical explanation why. It's just like, okay, yeah, they could take your jobs. Well, so could someone that has a higher education, so could someone who is more youthful than you are.
Someone, right. Usually younger people are willing to work for less, so that's why I asked him, well, what about teenagers?
I thought he was serious until he mentioned the roads.
Yeah.
That's what gave it away.
So we're sharing, or Daryl, you're sharing from freebeacon.com. It's actually sounded like satire. Self-important hipsters are the biggest losers of the Cuba deal, but it's actual tweets from real live people.
Yes. And I think that, you know, hipsters are this sort of subset of the culture that they're a parody of themselves. So it kind of, in a way, is satire, but it's also very, very real. The article continues. It says, years from now, when they, being the self-important hipsters, casually mention their youthful visits to Cuba to a new acquaintance or love interest, the edginess will have worn off. Oh, that's kind of cool, the acquaintance might respond. But have you been to Raqqa or Pyongyang? The decline in social status will be devastating for those discerning hipsters. Perhaps they can find a small comfort in whatever artsy commune, Nuevo Brooklyn, perhaps, that hosts the first wave of expat gentrification in Havana. Meanwhile, the rest of us will be kicking it at Sandals Guantanamo Bay.
You can share your thoughts with us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The general sort of overall theme of those comments was that the corporations are going to ruin Cuba.
Yes.
And I guess those very same people would like to get rid of the corporation. Oh, wait, how many of those people were typing that from a Starbucks? I just wonder. You know,
probably a good many.
Or a McDonald's. McDonald's is free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so does Starbucks.
Starbucks is trendier, right? Like, Starbucks is more likely
Starbucks
to have...
But McDonald's
trendier.
Is not... it may be trendier, but now McDonald's is in competition because they are selling gourmet coffees and such, so...
Well, that's true, but do you think they're really competing with the core Starbucks audience?
No.
Probably. They have cheaper food.
Okay, so what it sounds to me like, Danica, is that you value affordable coffee, right? But I don't know if the people who are spending money at Starbucks are so concerned about that, right? Like, they're not going after the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. They've got good coffee, I guess, right?
Well,
it
depends, you know, whether a Dunkin' Donuts is closer to you or a Starbucks is closer to you and which you would rather spend your money on.
Well, again, someone who thinks like you would likely factor in distance as far as, you know, which place. You're factoring in important things to people who are, you know, concerned with how they spend their money. Like,
I'm just saying,
distance and price.
All I'm really saying is that they could be easily from McDonald's, too, because McDonald's has Wi-Fi.
Could be.
They could also be at a Panera Bread, a Target.
All those,
you know,
other
like most,
big corporations.
Most
that with
businesses
from.
Now that have any sort of sitting area for customers have Wi-Fi.
Right, they offer some sort of Wi-Fi.
Would a hipster even go to Starbucks, though, or is that too uncool now?
I don't know.
Depends on the hipster, I think, if you ask.
Yeah. So I'm not too worried about the idea that corporations are going to ruin Cuba. I side with Danica on this. I think that if these companies do go to Cuba eventually, that'll just mean good things for the Cuban people, including jobs, the affordable products that they can buy. And, you know, good on those companies if they're willing to take that risk of and the hassle of having to deal with the Cuban government, because I don't imagine it'll be easy.
Of all of the businesses mentioned here, I do have to wonder if Walmart would ever actually go to Cuba.
Why wouldn't they?
Because Walmart generally tends to only open new businesses in areas where they get free land and tax breaks.
Okay.
And I don't know if the Cuban government would offer them free land and tax breaks.
That tends to be true in the United States, but who knows if they play that same way in other countries.
I don't know.
They could just go to places where they think they'll make money.
I'd be very curious to see what countries they're in, which ones they're not.
If Walmart is looking to open a store and there's a, you know, an area where there's not already a Walmart, then they're going to shop themselves around and try to get the best property tax deal out of the various different municipalities. Whether they'll be able to do something like that in Cuba or even if they'll bother trying. I mean, it's always about money, right? Like, that's another factor they're factoring into. Well, you know, will it be more profitable to locate in County X or in County Y? And in this case, their question will be, well, will it be profitable to locate in Cuba at all? 855-450-FREE. And maybe the answer will be no, at least immediately. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts on Cuba or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's a Facebook meme right now that is claiming that there's a pro-cop rally going on in New York City tonight that no one is attending. Now, I'm trying to verify whether that's true, and because it was just a picture on Facebook. And so far, I haven't found a whole lot of evidence that there's much going on. Pix 11, which is a New York TV station, is reporting that the protest supposedly started around 5 o'clock, but the only picture they have is of three people standing holding signs. There's not any kind of wide shot to show the, you know, the depth and the scope of a large rally. As you may recall, it was about a week ago that there were huge rallies in cities all around the country, including New York City, where at least 50,000 people were in attendance to protest police abuse and the lack of accountability. And tonight it looks like the police supporters are staying home. But if you've got more on that, please let us know. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, it's cold already up here in New Hampshire, and it's not even officially
winter. A little chilly.
Yeah, not even officially wintertime yet. But, you know, winter's coming. It's going to get colder. and you might be considering, whether you're in New Hampshire or anywhere in the cold states, you might be considering a little bit of a vacation come the end of February. Well, you've got your opportunity, thanks to Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante. He is billing Acapulco in Mexico as the new Liberty destination, and Mark's going to find out whether that's true or not. You can go as well, and Acapulco is what it's being called. Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark will be speaking there. Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. Cody Wilson, you know him from the Defense Distributed Company. Nima Vidati, Objectivist Girl. Luke Rutkowski and Dana Martin, as well as Ernie Hancock and more. What more of a reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? The tickets, they're pretty reasonable. Less than $100 if you register by Christmas at anarchapulco.com. Workshops will be held all week. The action really heats up on the weekend of February 27th. Through March 1st. So at the very end of February, through March 1st, you're going to want to be down in Mexico, in Acapulco, for Anarchapulco. Go check out their schedule. It's anarchapulco.com, the new Liberty destination, anarchapulco.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking quite a bit about the Cuba pullback, and I'm excited about it. I think that hopefully it'll lead to more of a, fewer restrictions being removed, I guess. I'd like to see that happen, because at this point they're still not talking about true freedom to travel, but maybe that'll be at some point in our future. Let's go to Livewire. He's in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live, Livewire.
Hey, I wanted to comment on cyber attacks via various governments, specifically Korea and apparently China, on the movie industry. First, I would make the prediction that I wouldn't be surprised that eventually now this movie will be released, particularly after comments today that were made by number 44. I certainly don't agree.
Number 44?
Yes.
Obama.
Yes, correct.
Okay,
he's the 44th president.
Okay.
Yeah, so earlier today he was saying something to the fact that he didn't think that our society should be based upon censorship. Oddly, that's contradictory to statements that he had made about Benghazi a couple of years back, when supposedly a cartoon figure with the name Muhammad on a piece of paper started a whole scenario of having our embassy in over there in the Middle East to be destroyed and have several Americans killed over it. Now we have, again, this situation and a major, marketing movie organization pulling, at least for the time being. Again, I'm expecting that they'll eventually release it because the greed
of... There's a headline on the Drudge Report where the Sony boss man says they do intend to release the movie. The reason it was pulled was because major theater chains were pulling their willingness to play the film. So, you know, they just decided to not play this movie because the hack group had delivered a message to Sony that essentially threatened movie theaters who were showing the film. They made it sound like some sort of actual real-world attack could be brought against a movie theater that was showing.
Right, and the film was supposed to have come out on Christmas Day, so they're probably just going to, push it back, put it out sometime, January, February.
What I read today, Daryl, suggested that they're looking for an alternative delivery method, that at this point they don't feel like the movie theaters are going to sign on. Like, there's no point in... they're not going to release this to theaters that aren't willing to take the movie. And I don't think those theaters are going to be willing to take the movie in 3 months.
Well, there was a movie theater chain down in Texas that said that they wanted to, since Sony wasn't going to allow them to show The Interview, they wanted to show the Team America movie that's been out for a decade.
That also kills...
And the movie company that had put that DVD out 10 years ago said, yeah, we're not going to give you the license to show it in your movie theater.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought they went ahead and started showing it.
That wasn't a chain, by the way. I think that was the Alamo Draft House, which I believe is one theater in Austin, but I could be wrong.
No, there's a few throughout Texas.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so Livewire, any other comments?
Yeah, well, just to finish up that, ultimately, thank you for the correction, first of all. I didn't see the Drudge Report story, but anyway, I do expect, again, the movie theaters will eventually cave, too, because Hollywood, the greed of Hollywood big shots will change, and in fact,
They'll cave in what way? How will the movie theaters cave?
Again, they'll finally realize, and now after the president's statements today, they'll be like, okay, well, we all need to make our money. Personally, I won't go see the movie because I'm not going to be a part of that scenario to give them money.
I won't go see the movie because it just didn't look funny. I mean, I watched the previews, and I can't say I really thought it was that funny.
Yeah, it didn't seem
looking.
Like something that I would pay $10 to go see.
It looked kind of lame.
I won't go because I don't really go to the movie theater. I think I've been twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I go very seldom as well. It has to be a real exciting kind of a movie. And
if it's free, I'll go.
Livewire, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. He's listening, by the way, in New Orleans to WGSO. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't think the theater's going to sign on for this. I mean, look, I get where he's coming from, saying that he thinks they're going to do it to make money. But while it's certainly true that there's a high demand for this movie now as a result of this, and that's kind of leading to some conspiracy theory that maybe the movie theater, or not the theater, the movie chain,
Sony hacked itself,
and that this was all just a big publicity stunt.
Maybe Alex Jones hacked it to, you know, like create some of his own weird conspiracies, because he, you know, has some really weird conspiracies.
But I don't think that the theaters, if they're pulling the movie now, are going to reconsider in a few months and say, all right, well, we'll go ahead and risk our theaters being shot up by some crazed group of maniacs or bombed or whatever it is that, you know, may occur to a company that is showing this, if Sony even allows it to be shown in theaters. It sounds to me like they're looking for alternative options, so maybe we'll see Netflix or some other company like that get some sort of an exclusive deal. Who knows where it's going to end up and how it's going to end up being shown, but they have pledged
to torrent.
I doubt it, but they have pledged to release this movie. So, for what it's worth. Let's go to Adam. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was thinking about the whole Cuba thing, and it kind of just seems out of the blue with this whole change in policy. And there were some people commenting on the internet, on Reddit, and some, I guess, conspiracy theories that the more likely reason that precipitated this whole change is that they finally decided to accept a private central bank down in Cuba.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true, but it seems to make the most sense. It seems like all the bad guy countries that the U.S. don't like are all the ones that lack private central banks.
Well, the, you know, the Cuban government currently prints its own money, so they have a central bank.
Yes, I know. It's a state-run central bank, but it's lacking a private central bank.
There's no functional difference between the two, right? Like, why would that matter? Why would it be such a big deal for Cuba to change from a state-run central bank to a private-run central bank that's ultimately controlled by the state? Why would that one change be enough for them to lessen restrictions against Cuba?
Well, the United States doesn't...
He lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, that may be the case. I'm certain they saw that. That signs him. Hey, Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting there if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. Then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and we take that $5 and we invest it into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, and to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So that's a good idea, and if you like what we're doing here, then please help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card. You get access to perks. You can use credit cards through PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard right on our website. But the perks include things like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Adam, he's in Massachusetts. Adam, I apologize. We had some technical difficulties there that meant that we rudely had to cut you off. So go ahead with can you recap basically what you were saying there?
Yeah, I was just saying I feel like the most likely scenario of the sudden change in policy towards Cuba is that they've come to some sort of agreement to establish a private central bank to issue the currency versus the state issuing the currency. Because
now, you don't know if that's actually true. You've just heard that that's the case. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. That seems like it would not be the only factor as to whether or not that's why the United States decided to lessen the restrictions, but it's an interesting theory. Was there anything else you wanted to throw out there tonight?
Besides that, I've heard that there's a lot of oil resources down there as well, but as far as the oil market's going right now, I don't know if that would be one of the major factors.
There's definitely oil in Cuba, and that's one of the things that led to the Deep Horizon BP disaster, was where they were taking the drill thing and going kind of at an angle from the middle of the Gulf of Mexico to up under the island of Cuba, or up under what would have been the territorial waters of Cuba, and then something wasn't sealed off properly and caused the whole thing to blow up. But oil companies have definitely tried, you know, getting to that oil without going into Cuban waters.
Adam, thanks for your call tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Quick Google search. I couldn't find anything necessarily about the Cuban bank going private. That doesn't mean it's not happening, but it seems unlikely. Why would a government bank... Why would a government want to privatize its own bank? What would the benefit to them be?
I don't know. I found a list on Wikipedia of all of the central banks across the globe, and it doesn't specify which ones are privately owned and which ones aren't. If you do a Google search for central countries with government-controlled central bank, you'll see links to some conspiracy theory websites that say there's only three countries left without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. And, of course, those are the ones that, you know, the warmongers want to go blow up.
Mm.
But I highly doubt that the Central Bank of China is run by some private
company. Yeah, look, so that's the way it is in the United States. In case people aren't aware of this, the Federal Reserve is a private institution. But I'm putting air quotes around the private because in the U.S., I believe it is the president who appoints, was it the treasurer? Somebody in the Treasury Department sits on the board or something of
the chairman of the Federal Reserve is appointed by the president.
Okay.
The other members of the board are somehow selected by the 12 regional Federal Reserve branches. And all government-licensed banks are members of the Federal Reserve system. So it's one of these quasi-governmental, quasi-private institutions.
Sort of like the Postal Service. Not quite.
Not quite.
The Postal Service is more government, probably, than the Federal Reserve is.
Right, and, you know, the Postal Service doesn't have 12 regional branches. They don't, you know, each put out their special little stamps. If you look at a dollar bill, you can see which Federal Reserve Bank it came from.
So, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I can't find anything about this. I'm looking on Google, Cuban bank, private, Cuba, Bank of Cuba to go private. There's no claim even from the conspiracy sites that I can see about that one. So, that's news to me, if that's the case. And in the United States, the Federal Reserve, not only is it mixed in directly with the state in that, you know, the president appoints the chairman, among other things, but also the existence of the Federal Reserve it's there because of the state. Its job is to serve the state. It's not like, you know, it's not like the average private institution. It's not like it can just decide, well, see you later. We're out of this deal. We're not going to give, you know, we're not going to be printing up your money anymore. It's part and parcel to the Federal Reserve's existence.
Right. And unlike the First and Second Bank of United States, which were the original central banks in the U.S. under the current Constitution, the Federal Reserve Charter does not have an expiration date. Whereas the First and Second National Banks, they had in the charters that the charter had to be renewed after a term of years. That doesn't exist anywhere in the legislation that created the Federal Reserve or in the charter of the Federal Reserve System.
So you can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Apparently the Cuban Central Bank even has its own website. There appears to be more internet access in Cuba than there is in North Korea, where the sole website out of North Korea is the state's news website. That is, as I understand it, the only website that exists in North Korea.
I wonder if the internet access in Cuba is only selected for those that are, you know, like the, you know, the upper class or those that are favored or government officials, which is
probably
why they'd only be able to use the internet there.
But in this case, the Central Cuban Bank actually has a page about it in English, so you can actually read.
Does it have things like bill pay or like access your account?
Oh,
or just
no,
like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's just like a, you know, here's, you know, our information about our bank, but it doesn't offer any of the modern banking tools that we use here.
I suspect you're right about that, but I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not a customer.
Well, central banks also aren't commercial banks.
Right.
Like, you can't go create an account at the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta.
Those are banks for banks, essentially. The Federal Reserve Bank essentially is a lender to other banks who then
lender of last resort.
Right. Who then lend to you. Ronald is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I
good,
just want to chime in real quick about the North Korea Sony hack, or, you know, they claim it's North Korea anyway.
Yeah, apparently there's an article at Wired that says that the evidence that it was North Korea is flimsy, so who knows who's actually behind it.
Anyway, I was reading the mainstream or listening to the radio last night, and the I believe the United States is considering some form of retaliation. But they haven't made up their mind. But I have a suggestion. They could keep Dennis Rodman from going over there. That would be a good way to retaliate, wouldn't it?
Why? Because they like Dennis Rodman? Would that be why it would be retaliation?
No more Dennis Rodman for them.
You know, Dennis Rodman actually credits himself with the North Korea's release of Kenneth Bay, who was a prisoner being held over there. I think he was like a Christian missionary or something like
that. Yeah, there have been three prisoners released from North Korea this year that were Americans.
Yeah, and there's actually an article where Dennis Rodman takes credit for that because he actually talked to Kim Jong-un and apparently encouraged him to do the right thing on some of these issues. So, you know, maybe Dennis Rodman actually did help facilitate that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Good call, though, Ronald.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for making it tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For those who don't know, Dennis Rodman has actually gone over to North Korea a couple of times. In one case to, I guess, sort of head up this basketball game, sort of an exhibition game with these, it was the Globetrotters, I think, that they actually brought over.
They had some of the Globetrotters
and
a film crew from, I think it was Vice.
That's right.
And they actually had a couple of the guys from that film crew play basketball with a couple of the Globetrotters and some of the people from, like, the Korean national team. And they split it up to where each team had a couple of Americans, a couple of Koreans.
Yep.
And the game ended in a tie.
It was amazing. And the Vice documentaries that have come out of North Korea are fascinating. I highly recommend any of them. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, we got the latest on the terrible news in the Bitcoin universe, where one Bitcoin entrepreneur is going to be checking himself into federal prison in a few months. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.